welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This week is packed with outstanding topics that are brought to you because of the generous giving of our listeners. Your tax-deductible gifts are helping spread the good news that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Thank you for your prayers and your gifts. This daily program is only one of the ways that we share the good news. We have our monthly publications, The Prophetic Observer and The Prophecy in the News magazine. We also have our weekly video podcast, Moment of Prophecy and Biblically Grounded. Find all this and more when you visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Today, Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill and Josh Davis take a look back at the month of June, its challenges and opportunities for Southwest Radio Ministries and Watchmen on the Wall.
God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Southwest Radio Ministries has proclaimed that message since 1933 when we first came on the airwaves in the Oklahoma City, Oklahoma area. I'm privileged to be joined for an extended ministry update by our ministry president, Dr. Kenneth Hill. Dr. Hill, it's wonderful to be with you today.
It's fantastic to be with you, Josh. How are you doing these days?
Yeah, doing well. God's blessed us, and we're continuing on as faithfully as we know how and pushing forward. There's been challenges. There's been difficulties. There's been serious hurdles that the ministry is trying to overcome, but we see God's hand of provision and God's hand of blessing. I know that He's brought us safely thus far, and He's going to lead us safely the rest of the way. And so we're just walking by faith as we go day by day, moment by moment, following Him.
Well, that's the key to all that we do. We walk by faith.
Yes.
And our faith is in Jesus Christ the Lord. I am glad to hear you talk about that because it's very important. And for young folks like you or somewhat elderly people like me, but when we start talking about it, it's absolutely true for all ages. God is still on the throne and prayer changes things.
Yes, amen.
Just as you began, that's what I've been watching, for the 40 years or so that I've been associated with SWRC. And I'm glad to be associated still with SWRC after all these years. Thank you for letting me come to the mic today.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Hill. And our ministry is exploring some new options, and we've been excited to see some new avenues open up. You know, recently here on the Watchmen on the Wall program, we announced the rebirth, the relaunch of the Prophecy in the News television show. And this is a major step of faith. We're not waiting till we've got tens of thousands of dollars in reserves to where we can go and purchase airtime. But we felt the Lord leading us in this direction 2 or 3 years ago now. And God has brought along the people. He's brought along the equipment. He's brought along the studio space where we can record this. Now we're trusting Him for the next step. And that's not just for that Prophecy in the News television show. It's for this Watchmen on the Wall radio program, all the different avenues of ministry. We're talking about our outreach ministries as well, whether that's the Pakistan Christian School, whether that's the prison ministry outreach, whether that's some of the other special missions projects that we have here. We need to see God's hand of provision to sustain, to bless, to help us to continue going forward in all the various outreaches that we're doing. Our role here, Dr. Hill, is just to try to get out God's word as far and as wide as we can. We have an important message and we have an urgent message that the world needs to hear. We look around at the recent events here in the United States of America, in Israel, between them and Iran, and it just helps us to underscore the timeliness, the importance of this ministry, Southwest Radio Ministries, and we pray that God would help it to continue to flourish and continue to provide for us. And friends, we just come before you honestly today saying we need your help. We need you to partner with Southwest Radio Ministries in prayer, first and foremost, and financially to help sustain this ministry through the summer months. Dr. Hill, I know that you've seen this in your time in Christian radio and with Southwest Radio Ministries. Summertime, the giving is always lower than any other time of the year. We call it the summer slump. It's hit our ministry very hard this summer, to be honest with our listeners. And yet we know that God is going to sustain, God's going to provide what we need. But friends, we need your help, and we come to you. Dr. Hill, why do you think there is such a summer slump, and why is it important that we hear from people today?
I think it's important for them to realize, first and foremost, that our listeners would recognize that there is such a thing as a summer slump. Now, it's not something that we wrote up and said, well, we're going to talk about this thing.
Right.
It hit us in the face.
Yes, it has.
You know, here's all of this that is needed, and it's a huge need. All of this is needed. If you look at our giving tables, where money has come from in the past and how much and all that, what we find is that right now there's no excess. In fact, we can't even begin to acknowledge all of the bills that are needing to be paid. But God is on the throne.
Yes.
And God will take care of our needs.
Mm-hmm.
We must be open to His working in our lives. And as we're open to His working in our lives, then that allows us to get excited about how God's going to take care of it.
Amen.
It's been amazing to me to just see what kind of response will come from this program, for example,
mm-hmm.
because we need to talk about the needs of God's work here.
Yes.
And then we need to have it met. The need that is so great must be met for us to continue.
Mm-hmm.
As we ask God for that work, for that money, for that continuation of giving, then we're going to be excited to watch how He takes care of things to take care of us.
Amen.
That's when I get excited.
Yes.
I like to see it come in. I don't like to see it sit around.
Right. And I don't want to give our listeners the impression that we're just trying to raise funds to purchase a new jet or something like that.
Oh.
No, we are talking about our basic needs that need to be met for our staff to continue, the staff that we have, and for the outreaches that this ministry has, whether you're talking about radio, whether you're talking about the new television program. These things are expensive. They cost money to be on these stations. We want to continue to flourish, and we need your help, dear friends. So we just ask you, number one, please be in prayer for Southwest Radio Ministries, especially during these difficult summer months. Pray that the Lord would provide all that's needed. We know that He is able to do that. We've seen Him be faithful. Sometimes it's down to the wire, but He's always faithful to provide what we need when we need it. I can assure you, the ministry is not lavishly spending any kinds of things like that, but we're trying to get out the gospel as far and as wide as we can while we have time. So we ask you to please join us in prayer. If you'd like to give, after prayerfully considering what you can give, there's many ways that you can do that. You can go to our website, swrc.com, and give easily, safely, securely on our website. Again, that's swrc.com. If you'd like to call us, maybe you got some questions about things, or you'd like to give over the phone, you can do that. 1-800-652-1144, 1-800-652-1144. Many of you support us through the mail each month. We are so very grateful for you. We praise God and thank God for our faithful partners in ministry who understand the value of Southwest Radio Ministries and have partnered with us. Many of you have supported this ministry faithfully for decades. Thank you for standing beside us. Thank you for standing with us. I think only eternity will tell the impact that your giving has had. And that's the amazing thing. When we get to heaven, we will get to fellowship. And I believe that God will pull back the curtain, so to speak, and allow us to see some of the impact, some of the difference that our giving has made as we join arm in arm together for the gospel and with the gospel as we share God's truth as far and as wide as we can. So we ask you to just to prayerfully consider how you can give, whether that's by mail, by phone, on our website, swrc.com. And again, the phone number, 1-800-652-1144. You know, Dr. Hill, a couple of Bible verses come to mind. One I want to share right now is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. This is a verse that God has brought to me time and time and time again. I remember a season in my life where I was really wrestling with the Lord. To be honest with our listeners, it was a battle of discontentment. I wasn't content with where God had me. And he brought this verse to me over and over and over again. Sometimes it got a little bit irritating because I kept hearing this verse. Turn on Christian radio. Somebody's quoting this verse. Go to church and I hear somebody preach a message, or go to a special revival type service and somebody's referencing this message and this verse. And I was just like, God, I get the message. I get the message loud and clear. Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When we wait upon the Lord, you know, we don't want to get ahead of the Lord. We certainly don't want to trail behind the Lord with a lack of faith, but we want to stay where He is. And we understand that He will renew our strength. And that's a message not just for us as a ministry, but for all of our listeners as we continue to wait on the Lord and watch Him renew our strength. I know the future is bright for this ministry. I believe God has called us for such a time as this, and we are waiting on the Lord, and we are excited to see how He's going to provide. Dr. Hill, maybe you can speak to some of the other aspects of this ministry, the kinds of things that we're doing, and the value of Southwest Radio Ministries that you've seen down through the years.
I hope I can, but I'll tell you what. From time to time, this ministry and all ministries are hit by some sort of a lag. Now, we don't know why, but for some reason, our givers get somewhat complacent, perhaps. And they see the need, but they don't take the need upon themselves to help take care of it. Mm-hmm. When we find ourselves in that situation, we are not following God's directive when we just sit and read what the need is and say, well, that's interesting. I wonder what they did wrong. They don't have enough money. Well, we can be doing exactly what God wants us to do, and yet we cannot have enough money to pay the bills. I've lived through that many times, working in God's ministry. That's one of the things that I think we need to make sure that we ourselves have not fallen in to that place where we just sort of say, well, I've got enough money for the family, but I don't see any need in God's work. Well, there's always need in God's work. And God is always ready to aim me in the right direction should I need to be a part of the workers who are giving to the work of God Himself.
Yes.
And we have to be careful. I'm thinking of some folks that I've talked to just recently. Unfortunately, I have a need that gets broke up sometimes, and I have to just wait and hang by the very Bible pages and hang on.
Yes.
Because God Himself has told us that His Word will tell me what I should do. We're not needing to hang on to the page. We need to understand what the needs are and make sure that we just camp out on those pages, because God is ready for us to give, and that's on any of His word. If He tells us to give, it's not for somebody else. It's for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us to know,
yes,
and for us to use. And it's that way when we're thinking of God's word. Now, yesterday, I was looking in the good book, and what did I find? I found that there was a need for me to be involved in God's word, reaching out to others, telling them the need that was found here and now. And the need was not something from somebody in a place far away, but it was for someone who is in the need right now. They need for God's work to go forward this very day. And so I know that not every ministry needs help, but every person working for God needs His help at some point. Every time we have a work that's going forward, they're going to have a need to meet the need. They're going to have to reach out and feel some of that paper in their pocketbook and pull it out and use it for God's work to be satisfied.
Yes.
And to get that work going.
Yes.
And that's the thing that I get excited by, the very thing that God takes care of. The paper of money, the paper money, is different in the feel, just dependent on whether we give today or we give tomorrow. And I hope that everyone is excited and ready to work. And what I've noted is that right now, the ministry of SWRC has a need that is a large need, and it's right now. And so I would encourage those who are still giving to the work that I want to encourage you, dear friend, if you're looking through the pages of Scripture, don't tear the Scripture pages off, but take a look at your bank balance and have something to do with the work that God has called you to do. Work from the page back, and it says, how much do I need to give to the Lord? And the answer is, a lot. That's what you need to give, is a lot. Well, how are you going to give that? Well, you're going to give it in a sacrificial pattern. You're going to give as God directs you to give, and you're going to give as the Lord would have you to give. Today you give what God says to give. That's just what I'm finding. We don't need to turn the pages of Scripture and pull it out of the Bible binding, but we need to know what God would have us to do, so we can be faithful in the work that God has done.
You know, God calls us to be faithful, and that's what God's looking for with His servants. He's not looking for how many, how much, how big, how great. He's just looking for faithfulness. And we are striving to be as faithful as we possibly can. But friends, we do need your partnership in prayers and in financial giving, as Dr. Hill has been saying. If you'd like to give to our ministry today, you can go on our website, swrc.com. Give safely, securely, easily there at swrc.com. Perhaps you'd like to give over the phone. You can give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Many of you will write to us and mail in, and we are so very grateful for that. All that mailing information is available on our website, our mailing address, or you can give us a call, 1-800-652-1144, and get that mailing information that way. You know, as you were saying all those things, Dr. Hill, I was reminded of Philippians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul faced exactly what you're talking about. There were times when he had abundance, when he had all that he needed to continue the ministry, to devote his full-time efforts to that. Then there were other seasons where he just didn't have those funds and he had to find a second job. And we famously know of his tent making with Aquila and Priscilla. And he would write to the Philippian church how that God provided, starting around verse 10. He said, "I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." A lot of people say Philippians 4:13 is their favorite verse in the whole Bible. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And yet we take it out of context. It's in the context of contentment here in this passage of Scripture. Our ministry is walking by faith every step of the way, walking with full contentment in the Lord, knowing that this is His ministry. He's going to guide it. He's going to provide for it according to His plan and His purposes. And we see God sustaining us, and we give God thanks and praise for what He is doing. And friends, we come to you with the urgent appeal for your help, your prayers, your support to help sustain this ministry through this summer slump, as we call it. And the Apostle Paul would go on to write here in Philippians chapter 4 some more lessons for us that are so essential for us to understand and to take to heart. Starting in verse 14, he tells them, "Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, and I have received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." And you know, Dr. Hill, this verse really stands out to me when he says that the gift that you gave was not a gift that you gave to me. It was a gift that you gave in the presence of the Lord. It was an act of worship before Almighty God when you gave this gift. And Paul says, "I'm not the only one taking notice of the gift that you gave. Almighty God is taking notice of the sacrificial gift that you, the Philippians, have given to me to help meet my need in the ministry." My dad is a pastor and served as a pastor for many years. I know, Dr. Hill, he's been a good friend to you for many years. He has got a wonderful singing voice. For whatever reason, God chose not to bless me with that talent. And if I started singing, people would definitely turn off the radios as fast as their hand could reach the dial. But there's a song that he sings so often at our church, and it's appropriate for what we're talking about today. It's called "No Need to Doubt Him Now." I'd just like to read a few verses of this song and the chorus. "Looking back through the years, the heartaches and the tears, my Lord has never once let me down. Though I don't understand, still I trust in His plan, for He said His grace would abound. Child of God, have no fear, though your path seems unclear. Someday God's plan will unfold. He has never, never failed. He has always prevailed. The Lord is still in control." The chorus says, "No need to doubt Him now. He'll make a way somehow, safely this far. Jesus has brought me, no need to doubt Him now." And friends, that's the message that we bring to you today. Dr. Hill, would you like to close our time together in a word of prayer for our ministry, prayer for our friends who are listening?
It would be my great pleasure. Those who are listening, participate with us in prayer as we pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us with a love that never, ever fails. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for giving to us the gifts that we receive from your hand. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for causing us to have a place from time to time to get away from the crowd of life and to spend time in which we spend time praying. Heavenly Father, thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Lord, I am thankful for your love. Your love does not make me ashamed in any way. When I spend time with you, when I can spend some time, and I can spend some time, and I can hear from you, I can love you.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Dr. Hill. It's been a joy to be with you today. Friends, we just encourage you to continue to pray for Southwest Radio Ministries and to partner with us as we go forward with everything that we have for the cause of Christ while we still have this window of opportunity to get out His Word far and wide through as many means as possible. Thank you so much for partnering with us in prayer and in ministry. May God bless you.
Friends, your support is vital to Southwest Radio Ministries' mission, empowering us to spread the message of the gospel and bring eternal hope to those in need. Your gift today will allow us to be here for you tomorrow. Please give right now. Simply call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also give on our website, swrc.com. Every gift matters. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, we begin learning how Americans can truly buy American. Be sure to tune in by subscribing to our Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.